You are listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. Story comes from the New York Times. Violent crime rose by double-digit percentages in cities across the United States over the last 2 years, reversing the declines of the mid to late 1990s. While overall crime has been declining nationwide, police officials have been warning of a rise in murder, robbery, and gun assaults since late 2005, particularly in mid-sized cities in the Midwest. There are pockets of crime in this country that are astounding, said Chuck Wexler, the executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum. Local police departments blame several factors: the spread of methamphetamine use in some Midwestern cities, gangs, high poverty, and the record number of people being released from prison. But the biggest theme, they say, is the easy access to guns and the willingness, even the eagerness, to settle disputes with them, particularly among young people. I see one more cause. The biggest deterrent in crime today is the fear of consequence. If someone knows that if they commit a crime, they'll do the time, that is a determining factor as far as a deterrent goes. We have a lot of good judges across North America. Many do a great job. But in the United States particularly, we have seen judges who are afraid to sentence people because they don't believe in punishment. Judges need to do their jobs. They swear an oath to do their job. Sentence people who do crimes, that is a deterrent, and maybe some of these statistics will go down and we'll have a safer country in the United States and in Canada. I'm Dana Pretzer.